I'm going to be putting forward a package, and I'm going to be putting my full weight behind it. And I'm going to be making an argument to the American people about why this is important and why we have to do everything we can to make sure that something like what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary does not happen again. This is something that, that was the worst day of my presidency. And it's not something that I want to see repeated.
Nobody wants to see that repeated, Mr. President, but how far are we willing to go as a nation? You can bet that's going to be part of the conversation all throughout 2013, probably leading to some kind of a decision by the Supreme Court ultimately. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I hope you and yours got a chance to celebrate together, because I know some nasty weather prevented people from getting to their destinations on time, but maybe you still had a chance to have at least a short visit. Isn't it funny how we all seem to crave snow during a Christmas holiday? Except for when it's not convenient for travel. I guess you can't have it every single way you want it, huh? A foot of the white stuff dumped all over the New England territories. And in the Midwest, Christmas was tricky for some because of the whiteouts and the blizzard conditions. Depending on what state you're talking about, there was ice, there were backups, a lot of problems. But we're starting to get through that, and that's part of what you expect when you hit the winter in places where you get a lot of snow, where it's a normal thing to expect. It's when you get the unexpected. I have to say that I went to visit my family. A lot of you sent me nice notes about that. I went to see my family in Tampa, Florida, and Winter Haven, and it was not beautiful Florida weather. It was very cold, quite cold for the Floridians anyway. We're talking about nighttime temperatures in the 30s. So you saw people bundled up in coats, and then a few people braving the temps with shorts. But not, I guess not what I expected, but it still was a lot of fun, and thank you for all your warm wishes. I can't wait till we hit the ground running in the first week in 2013. And that means we'll still have nailed the score, because the playoff picture is now clearer in the NFL coming out of week 17. The Vikings did what they had to do. They won outright, so they live to play another game in wild card weekend against the Green Bay Packers. And how about the Dallas Cowboys losing? So the Cowboys, I know many of you listening are huge Cowboy fans. You must be disappointed. The Cowboys weren't able to pull it out against the Redskins, and the rookie quarterback, RG3, helps to propel his team anyway to the playoffs, because it was a do-or-die situation. So it means that we're going to see the Redskins playing on wild card weekend. So we will definitely have another nail to score. I don't know what the game is going to be, but you'll have a chance to get bragging rights anyway, and to be the second person in the season to nail the score, because we had Dave in Vermont who was able to do that when we first kicked things off. And it's hard to believe in a way that we're already here. How did we get here? Seems like time really does fly. I guess you can't stop time or freeze time. 2012 to me is like a blur. It seems as though we started off in New Hampshire and we flew through the rest of the year, and here we are, and we're talking about what's happening in 2013. I have to say, starting off the year, probably one of the biggest blunders that I've heard is this crazy story about the U.S. beauty queen. Did you hear this story? A Pennsylvania beauty pageant queen resigned after she said that the Miss USA pageant was fixed, and an arbitrator ruled that she has to pay the pageant $5 million for defamation. Wow! Where is she coming up with the $5 million? This is Miss Pennsylvania. Her name is Shayna Monin, And she told the local Pittsburgh paper that the most logical course would be to contest the ruling, but she's considering her options. The arbitrator said that the finalists had been selected. The finalists who had been selected in advance, that whole thing was just false, harmful, and malicious. And it cost the pageant $5 million from a potential 2013 sponsor. That'd be interesting to prove in court, wouldn't it? I think she's going to have to pursue it, because what do you do when, if with an arbitrator? I guess it's different from taking it into court. But the Miss USA contract gives the pageant people the power to pick the top five finalists, I guess, and somebody said that they also have the opportunity to pick the winner. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about beauty pageants. That sounds political to me, doesn't it? Everything's political, isn't it, in the end? Whether it's pure on politics or it's beauty queen politics. I'll tell you, one of the creepiest things, if that's the blunder, one of the creepiest things, or sad, I should say sad, creepy's the wrong word. One of the saddest things I saw is my nephew showed me this image of this image of this plane that belonged to a Russian airline, and the wings, what happened was the wings overshot the runway and ran into a highway ramp trying to land in Moscow on Saturday. Five people were killed. There was only eight people on board this flight. They're still trying to figure out what happened. They're looking at the black box, as you always do, but it looks like it could be maybe a pilot error that caused the crash, but it was all caught on video. And you're watching it. I didn't even realize when he was showing me, I was in the middle of something, I didn't realize what I was watching. And suddenly this plane careens into this, smashes into this ramp, and debris starts flying everywhere. It was just a horrific YouTube thing. You know, everything's about looking at the video now, and somebody had videotaped the whole thing. So they got it on camera, and what a way to start off the year. Awful, with some kind of a freak crash. Who knows how, you know, how the pilot got discombobulated. Speaking of discombobulated, what a way to start off our year with the fiscal cliff dangling. Still no deal, and none seems to be imminent as of this time. The Senate ended the day on Sunday, swinging into Monday, divided on how to avoid automatic income tax hikes and how do you, you know, what do you do with the government spending cuts? You got to deepen them, right? Or at least that's what the Republicans are hoping. And this all would kick in January 1st. So is there going to be some kind of a Band-Aid put on top of this? Or no, do we swing into the postseason with some real holiday blues because we find that the tax bills, tax man is knocking in once, twice as much? Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, says it's 50-50 chance, anyway, of reaching the fiscal cliff deal. We have been talking about this so long, we are sick of talking about it. And pretty much that scenario may be ended for us in the next day or two. Stay with us. Much more to come on this version of America Tonight. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, if people don't call at 855-266-5283, is the fact that so many of you really formulate some terrific opinions, wait, and then send me a ton of email. I have a lot of people like Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas, who emails us constantly, promises he's going to call, but always has these lengthy emails. Dennis McMahon, our resident attorney in Vermont, sends really funny, clever, intelligent emails. Dave in Vermont throws in his two cents now and again. He always throws out a nail the score guess because he won nail the score. And there's a slew of you that send great emails. Whether you're telling me something I didn't know, bringing up a different angle of a story, outraged by something that's happened, or you have a critique of the show, I think it's all good. I even get recipes now and then. I threw out one time about pound cake, and I got an incredible recipe back. So I figure every now and again, when I don't know how to make something, I'll throw it out, and maybe somebody will have a great way to do it. I'm always looking for new recipes, by the way, to cook ribs on the grill. If you've got any great recipes for that, throw them out, definitely. So having set you up for what we're going to do next, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to head to the mail room and check the mail. I don't know if we have the mail.
I might still be on holiday break. I'm not sure.
I think he's breaking. We've got to pay these people on time. Or what are we going to do next year? We're going to have to find somebody else. We're going to find a new voice out there to be the voice of the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
There he is. He's afraid to lose his gig. So, better late than never, right? That's my philosophy. Better late than never. All right, let's go to this one from Joe in Vermont. Joe says, Kate, do you really think Hillary Clinton has a blood clot? Do you think she hit her head? Do you think she's trying to get out and weasel out of the Benghazi affair. I don't really have anything against Hillary Clinton. I just think it seems very fishy, to be honest. You think it seems fishy? Oh, I think the timing is not good. Whoops, I fell. It does sound bad. Do I think she's a blood clot? I think a hospital, for as much as, you know, people could be incentivized, let's say, to exaggerate things, I would have to believe that the hospital, no doctor worth his salt or any hospital administrator would say, oh yeah, she has a blood clot, and she doesn't. So the blood clot thing, I believe, is true. She looked terrible in the last couple of weeks, like death warmed over, to be honest, because she was you could tell she was physically exhausted. So I don't think that's so much of an exaggeration, but I think she has to testify without a doubt. You know, it's your job. It's just like Petraeus. Petraeus wants to come back as the former head of the CIA. He wants to say what he knows. He's already gone behind closed doors and talked to the committee. Doesn't matter about what happened with the affairs, whatever his affair. He was the guy who was in charge. So you have to hear it from the people whose department it is, especially when you're talking about the loss of an ambassador and three other four people killed, and a bunch of lame excuses and reasons and things that didn't make sense. Let's just hear it for once and for all from the top dog, and that is her, and she knows that. So I think she will testify, but the timing is curious. It is. You have to say that. I can't disagree with that. But I also do not believe that a doctor and a hospital would be complicit in saying that she has a blood clot when she doesn't, because you know what? It'd be pretty easy to check that part out. You know, you could say you had a concussion. You could say there'd be ways to kind of spin something like that, but even that would be kind of iffy. But not the blood clot thing. The blood clot thing, I just think it would be too tough. And if somebody busted the hospital for making up a story, that would be bad. That would be bad news for any New York hospital. Yeah, so I don't think so. She has to testify, though. That's the bottom line. All right, let's move on to that from Joe to this one from Bill, who's listening to us in the great state of New Mexico. Kate, I understand that you used to live in New Mexico. I think I heard you talk about it one time. My question is red or green? Explain to the listeners how great the food here is. I'm so excited for 2013. We do have a tradition, like many Texans do, of eating black-eyed peas. Yeah, people have superstitions and different traditions, and black-eyed peas now is a lot of people across the country actually eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. So did you have your black-eyed peas? As far as red or green, he's talking about chili. In New Mexico, that's what they have. They grow chilies, and they're red or they're green, and then you get the sauce, and it's hot, medium, or mild. I didn't realize I talked about New Mexico. I used to be a television anchor, reporter there at an NBC affiliate, and it was a lot of fun. The people are great, and it was a cool place to go and explore and be in the West and, you know, live in the desert for a year or two. Here's one from Shelby, who says, America tonight, America tonight, America tonight. Ooh, three times. When is the next Nail the Score? I'm so excited because three of my teams won, including the Vikings and the Redskins. But I'm also very excited about the Denver Broncos. I grew up in Denver, and people are loving on Peyton so much for Tim Tebow. What are Denver's chances in the playoffs? Well, that's a great question. Who is the best team heading into the playoffs? You got to ask yourself. I think there's a chance of a Cinderella team making it into the Super Bowl. What a story it would be if Peyton Manning did glide all the way through and got there after being dumped by the Colts. I'm not so sure. I think with the Redskins, they have some momentum. I think the teams that you brought up, the Vikings, have some momentum, but it depends on the matchups and how far they get out of the gate for the teams that don't get the bye and don't have home field advantage. I wouldn't count Denver out. You know, New England can always be tough, especially if they're not the top seed, which they're not. Sometimes that seems to do something to Belichick, and I don't know if it's not that he gets more motivated. Something seems to snap in him, and I know that sounds like an odd way to say that, but I wouldn't be stunned to see the Patriots make an appearance. Although I don't have anything against the Patriots, I would be bummed because I'd rather see somebody new get a shot at the Lombardi Trophy than the same old teams making their way back again. And some of those same old teams have been knocked out of the playoffs. Here's one from Razor. Razor says, Kate, did you hear about all the snow in the Midwest? It's really a bummer. I think you've talked about shoveling snow before, but I wonder if you've ever shoveled a foot or more of snow. Oh, are you kidding? I went through two blizzards. One blizzard was, I want to say it was like 20, I have to look it up, but I want to say it was 2002, and it was every couple of hours I went out and was shoveling snow. It was the worst. Oh, your back kills you. But this was just for sidewalk stuff, so you can't, you know, how are you going to get that up? Snow blower? How are you getting the snow out of there so it doesn't pile up against the door? And the answer is you have to go out and just try to keep it off the walkways the best that you can. And so that's what I did. Every couple hours, I just went out, and it was brutal. I guarantee it was probably a foot. Who knows? It seemed like 10 feet to me. It was that awful. And, yes, I'm very aware of the snow. In New England, they just had a foot of snow dumped on them. In the Midwest, there was a ton of snow right around Christmas Day. There was a whiteout in so many areas. People had a hard time getting to their destination. People had a hard time being stuck in airports. It was nasty. So as much as you like a white Christmas, at what expense the white Christmas? And for some people, it was tough, because it's frustrating when you're running around the airport trying to find a flight out of Chicago or, the worst, all three airports in New York. But somehow it all worked out for a lot of people. Their luggage caught up with them, and they finally, you know, actually got there. If you ever want to send me anything, the way to do that is AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact, and bada bing, you are in. Stay with us.
All right.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm very thrilled to be here with Bay Buchanan. Bay, of course, on the ground for Mitt Romney. And, Bay, I think it's you can feel the excitement. I do. I think you can feel that there is a little buzz in the air. This is your backyard. Politics, you've been doing it forever. Do you feel that, though, or am I just jaded?
No, there's no question. You're correct. I don't even know how many. Since Reagan 80, I've been in New Hampshire for primaries. And there is an excitement. You can tell I've driven by a couple offices. That's what you do to get a sense. And Newt's office, for instance, has been empty for 3 days, you know, his office. And that's not a good sign, you know. Things can happen, but that's not a good sign. But then I was at the rally for Mitt the other night, and there's overflow, and the fire marshals are there directing him in another direction. The place is packed with 1,000 people, another 400 over there. Chris Christie's up there holding forth. It's enormously exciting. And there's hecklers, of course. It's all what politics is about. And if you don't feel that energy and excitement that you're talking about and the crowds coming your way in those last 2 weeks, then as a campaign, you're worried. And I think that's what it's clearly indicative that there's movement with the Romney campaign.
What is it that drew you to Romney? What are the key things that you like that you can tell our audience? We've got a big audience around
the
country.
I'm delighted. You know, and I am a conservative, have been all my life, work these issues and work with candidates that I believe in. And I believe completely in Mitt Romney. I think that he is a, you know, when you look at what are the issues, what are the things that our conservatives and Americans care about now, but in particular me as a conservative, I care about those reckless deficits and I care about the uncontrolled spending. There's nobody better than Romney on these issues. He's completely solid. And then I care about illegal immigration. Romney's the best of all of them on it and has been for years. He's very solid on the issue. I care about the jobs. Who's going to be able to create the jobs? Who's going to be able to get this country going again? Who's going to fight for American workers, even if it means taking on China and any other foreign government trying to steal our jobs? Mitt Romney's the person. And then when you look at the social issues, which I am a social conservative, he's a champion. I just saw where a letter came out from the social conservatives in Massachusetts that said, well, he was governor. He was a clear leader for them, somebody they could go to, they could rely on. And that's what I have found in him, that his values as a social conservative are as solid as mine. So I'm with him in not only just because he's the best guy to beat Obama, but because he shares my views, my values, and my principles, and I believe he has the kind of courage and strength as a leader to really implement those things we all need to be done in Washington.
All right. right, you see what's happening with him here in New Hampshire. Let's skip ahead and let's say he gets New Hampshire.
Sure.
Then you move to South Carolina. And people are talking about South Carolina being splintered and, geez, what will happen to Romney? What if he doesn't get into South Carolina? He doesn't score, you know, hit it off with the voters, we'll say, when it comes down to the tabulating the votes. Do you still say, I mean, you've got Super Tuesday, you go all the way through this.
Yes, this is, you know, it's interesting. He's won the first two, all right, and now they're saying we might not win the third. Well, no one's won two so far. so we're, you know, we got the big Mo, you know, no question. We're going into South Carolina, enormous momentum. But the analysts are correct. South Carolina is not a natural for him. He had a lot of things that benefited him up here. His issues on the economy clearly were in line with what New Hampshire is concerned about. Down in South Carolina, it's more of a social conservatives are very, very well represented down there. And we have several good, solid social conservatives in the race. So you expect it to be splintered, but just like it was in Iowa.
Right.
So you go down there, you do the best shot. But I think what's interesting is that nobody's ever won the first two.
Right.
That's a non-incumbent. And he has. And so we go to South Carolina with an enormous recognition that he is not only a front runner, he's a very strong front runner. Any of the social conservatives running against him, they're not coming in second in New Hampshire, very likely.
Right.
They're more than likely fighting for third place. You know,
right.
It looks like this is either a Huntsman or Ron Paul, second place up here. And we'll see what happens there. It could be a surprise, but that doesn't give you a lot of strength. I mean, what do you go into New Hampshire, to South Carolina with if you came in fourth place in
right.
New Hampshire? I mean, that
right.
It tells me you can't play everywhere.
Right.
Because Romney is playing everywhere. Iowa is totally different than New Hampshire. Now we go to South Carolina. We'll do give it the best shot. I'd like to see him win South Carolina. I think it'll make this the much shorter primary. But if he doesn't, you go right to Florida. That's how it is.
All right. So as we've already established, you've been in this game for a long time. Bay, if you're the person in charge, you've got to figure out, and you're part of that committee to come up with who's the, I call it the undercard, who's the VP. Let's say Romney, let's go down the road, everybody's singing his praises. He captures this thing. He's got the mo, as you say. Boom, we're going to Tampa. Now, Obama is the target. So who is strong on that undercard that helps Romney and resonates with
Excellent
conservatives?
Question. Excellent question. In this race, this is what you look for in a vice president. The first thing the candidate has to do is unite his party. It's the first thing. I mean, you can't go into September with a divided party and you're not going to win. So you got to look for somebody that will bring, which will reassure those who have not been with Romney early on that he is someone they can trust, they can believe in, and has given them something to get their excitement, like a Palin did for McCain's
yes.
ticket.
You know? Yeah.
Just, I mean, I never thought I could support McCain. Never thought I could even support him. I wasn't going to go to the convention until I heard Palin was going to be the vice president. I got on a plane and flew right out there. I didn't want to miss it, you know? And so you got to unite the party. It's what Reagan did. We didn't want to see Bush on our ticket, us Reagan people. We've been fighting Bush for months. We didn't like the guy. We didn't like his people. And the next thing you know, he's a vice president and all his people are walking around the office. We were just teed off. But he did the right thing. He united the party overnight.
Right.
And so that's what you got to do. You got to bring the party together. Then there's two other things you got to look for. You got to make sure you pick somebody who's not going to do any harm. You're not looking for somebody who's going to bring you, you know, a new constituency. You got to do that as the candidate. The vice president can't do that. He might be able to bring you a state.
Right.
But you, and that's something, the third thing you look for. Can somebody bring a critical state to you? That's really key. If you can find somebody. But the second to that, I mean, before that, is no harm. Do the ticket, no harm. You don't want somebody who flies off at the mouth, and next thing you know, the campaign's trying to explain away some comment or two,
mm-hmm.
or might have something in his background that might surface. You got to make certain you vet them. And so sometimes you get somebody very boring. Somebody very boring who's popular in an industrial state.
Right.
Say, this is good. You go out to your state campaign and let's see if we can pull that off.
Right, right. It's funny, we're talking about Reagan. His name has come up now a couple of different times. And there is this, even the Democrats have, where there was a comparison, how Reagan-esque is Obama. I saw that headline somewhere. And what is it about Reagan that people really, they want to go back to those years. They want that Reagan-esque person.
I'll tell you something about Reagan, which people remember. You know, he would travel around this country before he won, when he was a candidate in 80, and the press would ridicule him. The press, just the people who covered him would walk into our national office after 4 days out on the road. They would mimic him. They would say, this guy just repeats the same thing everywhere he goes. There's no excitement. There's nothing fresh. There's nothing new. But you know what they missed? Okay? Everywhere he went, people listened to him. They felt that he understood. He spoke from his heart, and he touched hearts everywhere. There'd be 1,000 people in a breakfast. He would win 2,000 because they'd go home and tell their wives or their husbands and say, you won't believe this guy. And they were touched by him. And once you're touched by a candidate, that's it. You have them for life, you know. And they could see. People would badmouth him, say that he was, you know, he's too radical. And then they'd see him and they'd say, radical? The guy's a wonderful human. He's like my grandfather. And he's just, I knew pro-choice women who are close friends of mine said, I loved Reagan. I said, how could you possibly be with Reagan? He says, because I trust he's going to go to Washington and do what's right. I don't agree with him on everything, but I just feel he can take charge and do the right thing for this country. I just feel that. And so that kind of leadership is hard to replace, where you just trust the guy. You might not always agree with him, but
right.
you trust he's
right.
he's looking at it. He's got the right principles, the right values. He's going to move the country in a direction that is correct. And that's what we all want. We love our country, and we want to see it turned around now. That's why we're looking for that kind of leadership.
What are some of the things that tick you off the most and have gotten you so fired up about this current administration and what's happening in this country?
A complete and absolute dismissal of the will of the people. Just couldn't give a hoot. The arrogance is unbelievable. You know, they pick and choose the rules, the laws they're going to enforce. When you take a state like Arizona, which is so bold and says, look, nobody from Washington is helping us up here, and our people in the state are suffering because of illegal immigration, we're gonna handle it ourselves, you know, just
right.
for our state.
Right.
They sue them. They won't do it. They've been asked to do it years after year after year, and they say, nope, we're not going to enforce the law. And so these guys say, look, we got to do it because that's our job as leaders of this state.
Yeah.
To take care and protect, make certain our people are secure. And then they sue them. What kind of outrageous position is that for the federal government? And so it's that kind of just, you know, to know that the American people were completely opposed, terrified of Obamacare, to know we don't have the funds for it, that we can't pay for it, and to say we're going to get it through anyhow. Push it, push it, push it. Let's get it through. It doesn't seem to matter to them that we are way in deep with our deficits, that our spending is completely uncontrolled. They just go next week and they say, okay, here's the answer. We'll spend more money. I mean, it's like having, you know, I often read, and I'm sure you have a terrible, or you know people who have a husband-wife situation, a family, and one of them just spends wildly.
Right.
I mean, they love each other dearly, but the guy is like,
out of control.
Wildly.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And you can think of the frightening, the terror on that part.
Right.
That's what Americans are. Like, hey, guys, hey, you guys in Washington, we can't keep this up. We're going to go over the edge. And so I think that he hasn't addressed and done something for the working men and women of this country who are so hurting, have lost jobs or underemployed. That's just, it's an outrage to me that he just keeps going about his business of spending and just wanting, just not there for the people that are really in need.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, by the way. I thought ineffective. You know, the hope and change, I don't know what the mantra is going to be, what the tagline is going to be, but I can't imagine because I haven't seen hope and change.
Yeah, I I know that, like, let's say when he put through that ridiculous stimulus bill that was packed full of earmarks.
Yeah.
Let's say he realized it was a mistake. It didn't work. I would be most respectful of him coming out and saying, look, I thought this would work. I thought it would help. It hasn't. We have to change paths here. I understand that. It's the same thing the left said about Bush and the war. They said, look, okay, he may have gone in, but it's not working. So what are we doing? You know,
right.
And then they finally had the surge, which everybody agreed. We had to make a change of policy somehow here. Come on, guys. Just
right.
don't keep going down the same path.
Sure.
That's what true leadership is. It's to look and say, we tried something. It didn't work. Let's move on fast. Why didn't it work? Let's come up with another policy. I didn't see any of that. I still don't see it. I just see words coming out of this administration. It's all about them. It's all about what they want. It's not about what's good for the country, what the people want.
Yeah. Dave Buchanan, passionate. I love it. Thanks so much
for
stopping by.
Great to be with you.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the shotgun. Blitz pressure coming. His pass is intercepted at the 10 and carried in for a touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. Carlos Dunlap may have just sealed the deal here in Cincinnati.
Jets with a four-man rush. Back to throw Fitzpatrick. Sets up the screen. Middle of the field to C.J. Spiller, and he's loose at the 40. At midfield. Splits the Jets safety. There he goes. To the 30. To the 20. 10-5. Touchdown Buffalo. C.J. Spiller. A little middle screen, and he turned on the afterburners and simply outran the Jets to give the Bills the lead back.
Hutch with the backfield empty. Back to throw. Sets up. He's going to throw one down the middle.
Oh, he's going to score. T.Y.M. stretching me at 70 yards. What a touchdown throw from Luck. No hope, please. 27-16.
Perfect. Wilson is going to throw.
A pitch to Morris, running left. Nice cut across the 25 to the 20 at the middle. 15, 10 yards. Touchdown out for Morris. First and 10 at their own 29. Tosses it out. It is picked off. Rob Jackson with the interception. Third interception by Romo. And Rob Jackson gets it done with 3 minutes to go.
Hand off Adrian up the middle. Bumps it out to the right. He's to the 25-30. Now he's run for more than 2,000 yards. He's running back immortality. Out of bounds at the 40-yard line. It's a run of 20 yards for Adrian Peterson, and that gives him 2,009, making him the seventh player in NFL history to run for 2,000 yards. Hand off Adrian to the left. Gets through the line of scrimmage. Bumps it out to the 30. Cuts it back to the 25. Inside the 20. And he's tackled at the 11-yard line. That's a 26-yard run for Adrian Peterson, who is 8 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's single-season mark. It's a 29-yard try, left hash. Snap good, spot down. Right-footed rookie kick is up, and it is good! Blair Walsh kicks the Minnesota Vikings to the playoffs!
The Vikings, one of the big stories, week 17 in the NFL. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we're rounding that final curve and giving you the NFL wrap, if you will. So the Vikings controlling that destiny for the sixth and final playoff berth. You heard the call there. Adrian Peterson fell short of the single-season rushing record set by Eric Dickerson back in 1984 by just 9 yards. But for the second consecutive week, the team beat a quality opponent with postseason on the line, baby. There's some irony in this, and I'm going to tell you about it in a second. In the NFC, this Sunday night game, which is, by the way, the highest rated television in all of the land for 2012. Everybody and their brother is watching Sunday night football. The Washington Redskins played spoilers of the Dallas Cowboys' playoff hopes. 28-18 at FedEx Field in D.C. Robert Griffin III, RG3, as he is affectionately known, is now legendary, and he was incredible in this game. He was one of the reasons why they did so well, but also another rookie, the running back for the Redskins, Alfred Morris. He had 33 carries, 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and the Redskins win the NFC East. So if we look at the playoffs, the wild card matchups that are coming up, because, of course, then you mix in byes and all of that, but this is the way the calendar looks, just so you have it. On January 5th, on Saturday, the Vikings will take on the Green Bay Packers. Ooh, a redo. Well, this is playoffs. So 8 o'clock East Coast time, that game kicks. On Sunday, the Seahawks take on the Washington Redskins. That's at 4:30. These are East Coast times. That'll be an interesting one. Also on Saturday, the Bengals take on the Texans. We're going to NFC, then AFC. The Bengals take on the Texans. That's a 4:30 kick. On Sunday, the Colts, and you heard that the Colts call there. The Colts take on the Ravens. That's a 1 o'clock kick. Wow. And the rumors are flying about coaches who are going to be fired, including Andy Reid, after a dismal season for the Philadelphia Eagles. But this just starts to cover what happened. Matt, since you're a Vikings fan and you're the glue of this show, I know you had to be on the edge of your seat. I was thinking about you during the game because that just takes your breath away what happened with the Vikings because they almost lost it.
It was a very, very stressful game to watch because we were dominating the entire first half of the game, and then it was like the last few seconds of the first half and then the beginning of the second half just all went away, and all of a sudden you're left with this, you know, the Packers are within 3 points of us and we've been dominating the entire game. Then you had the stuff with the challenge flag on the turnover down by the goal line, and I don't know how that went in the Packers' favor, but that's just how things seem to go when you're a Minnesota fan. Things always go against you. We're used to that. I had all my buddies and myself, we were all prepared to lose that game because that's just what seems to happen. You never want to get your hopes up too high around here because you always get crushed. So we were very much on the edge of our seats, and I was very thankful that we won, and I was so hoping that Adrian Peterson would get the record on a game-winning touchdown, but we pull up and call a timeout and get the field goal instead, but end up with a W and you're in the playoffs and rematch next Saturday night at 8 Eastern.
Yeah, how can you complain about that? Peterson almost hits that record we just talked about, and the Vikings are in, taking on the Cheeseheads and the fans with that rivalry. It couldn't be better than that. I mean, you get in, and now you go for it again and see what happens. So it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a very tough game. But I give the Vikings a good chance to pull this out. They have that momentum. If they can bottle that up and focus on just doing what they have to do, they have a chance, I'd say. Definitely.
They definitely have a chance, and Ponder played decently well. I think there was a couple times where I didn't know what he was doing, where he was about to get sacked, and he's flinging the ball up in the air. It luckily came down in our favor, but there's lots of work that needs to be done, and I don't know. I'm very nervous for next week, but I'm also anticipating a great game.
I think it'll be a great game. There were some other things that happened to end the season. There were some terrible, there was terrible seasons for lots of teams, including Buffalo. They trounced the other New York team, the Jets, but both of them are not in the playoffs. 28-9 was the final score there. The Bills eked that one out. And then if you look down at the fates and fortunes of others, the Bounty Hunters, oops, did I say that? New Orleans beaten by Carolina 44-38. Sean Payton does get a contract, though. He comes back as the head coach of the Saints. They'll be able to straighten things out, I think, next season. The Giants smash Philadelphia. Philadelphia firing their coach. It should be probably released, if it's not already released by now. It should be released by tomorrow. But the final score, the Giants, like I said, trouncing Philadelphia. The final score was the final nail in the coffin, I think, for Andy Reid. He couldn't pull it out. It was a terrible season. And Philly has been the almost ran, coulda, woulda, shoulda team for so long. He had some great success there. But it sometimes you need to make a change, and they needed to make this change absolutely. 4-12 was the kind of season that they had. It was very rough as an Eagles fan to suffer through that. It's a good time to remind you that while the season is wrapped up, Nail the Score hasn't. It's really fun to do it in the playoffs, especially because everybody's really hyped up about what's happening. So we have our NTS going on during the playoffs. I don't know what the game's going to be. Who knows? The computer will randomly pick it. And remember, you've got buys and teams waiting to see what happens with the wild cards. For example, you look at teams that deserve to be where they are because they had such a hot run all the way through. Like you look at the number one seed from the NFC, Atlanta Falcons. They were 13-3. And we're the South champs. You look at San Francisco, they were the West champs in the NFC, 11-4. And you know the seeds from there. We told you about the Packers and what's happening there. The Washington Redskins completing out the scenarios. And when you look at the AFC and the top seeds for the AFC, the Broncos, 13-3 AFC West champs. How about that? The Patriots, number two seed in the AFC, AFC East champs. The Texans are the AFC South champs. They were 12-4. And if we rounded things out, we already told you about the Ravens and their big game coming up. They were 10-6 on the season. How about that? It's going to be a crazy wild card matchup weekend in our future. Just a handful of days away. So don't forget about Nail the Score Wednesday into Thursday. Be there and make sure you check in with us. We only do it for 3 segments in our third hour.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.